If you're here and you're already a fan of the Stories with Traction podcast with Matt Zahn, we have got a treat for you today. So I'm Claire Davis. I'm the CEO and founder of Traction Resume, and we help careerists tell their stories on paper so they can lead the careers that fulfill them. And Matt and I have been working together for about 4 years, and after producing so many episodes and really understanding how you must tell your story to achieve your goals, we finally decided to come together so that we can answer some of the frequently asked questions that the business leaders that Matt coaches and the career executives that I work with are always asking us. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this 15-minute FAQ sprint as we walk through some of your most burning questions. Thanks for joining us.
Persuading people to take the actions we want can be hard. Our teams and clients are bombarded with thousands of messages every single day. But there is a way for you to get above the noise. Stories. This is the Stories with Traction podcast, and I'm your host, Matt Zahn. Join my guests and me as we unpack the power of storytelling. We'll talk about topics like leadership, sales, and marketing all through the lens of strategic storytelling. Enjoy this episode.
So Matt, I'm sure that I'm not the only one who's once asked themselves, is storytelling just another gimmick?
So I love this question. I know where it's coming from, and because there's so many different things that do seem to be new and that are flash in the pans, I recognize why this would be a question that comes up again and again. But I would want people to recognize we've been sharing stories for thousands of years. And I truly believe that one of the reasons why the human species has existed for those thousands of years is because of storytelling. So, and that is not me being overdramatic. Think of how we gathered food years and years ago. Someone was hunting. Someone would go somewhere. Someone would risk their life to bring back food to a village. So if something happened, they would need to rely on really good storytelling to tell people, don't go over there, there's a predator over there, or we need to change this. So it's so embedded in our DNA that we love when we start hearing a great story. So it is not just a gimmick. It is something that people not just want, but they should need to focus on.
What would you say is the most important aspect of storytelling?
So the most important aspect of storytelling is being strategic with your story. Okay. So just because you like sharing a specific story doesn't necessarily mean your audience really enjoys receiving it. So it's really important to recognize what is the strategy? What is your why behind sharing the story? And is it going to connect with the audience? Can that person or people see themselves in your story? Okay, so when we're talking about stories from an intentionality and strategic perspective, these are not movie productions. They're not Broadway plays where you need to dazzle the audience. They are taking your audience on a very brief journey and focusing on ordinary world, new reality with a specific hero inserted. Okay, so you're heaping praise on that specific hero. That is the one that needs to relate to your audience. Okay, so that hero, if it's relatable, they're going to see themselves in your story.
Okay, so we're telling these stories. We know why they're so important. But how do you know if the story you're telling is actually working?
Okay, so there's a few points when it comes to this. One is back to things we've mentioned in the past regarding social media. Okay, so first, one of the most amazing things about being alive during this time is you almost have instant feedback. So for anyone that utilizes social media, you put a story on social, you see the feedback you get when it comes to questions, you can have that back and forth to refine the message. If all the stories you're sharing on social media are falling flat, something is up that you need to tweak and change. Okay, so that's the first, is it landing? But also, are you accomplishing your goals? So if you are sharing stories in a sales capacity, are you closing deals? Okay, so everyone wants to have trackable data. When it comes to sales, I recommend tracking it in some type of system. So for people that utilize a CRM, you would track it in the CRM. You would literally put the story that you shared and the close so that you could have a close rate. And then if you go back and you look and say, hey, when I shared this story, the close rate was much higher, then you know that it's working. That is a story that you need to share again and again, because that is one of your hit stories when it comes to sales closure.
So what if you're not exactly sure where to start? Where do you, and maybe how do you get creativity to share more stories?
So creativity, it really taps into almost a silly part of us. And I think it's really important to recognize that the start of a story, like the very, very beginning, is not the refined product that you're going to have at the end when you are utilizing it to close sales, connect with your staff, marketing channels. And I think that's really important to recognize that the story is not going to be masterful in the beginning. Okay. So when it comes to creativity, I always recommend people go through an exercise that I learned in improv comedy. Okay. So the exercise, and anyone who knows anything about improv is going to recognize it. It's called yes and. Okay. And yes and is very simple, where someone throws out a ridiculous idea and the next person says yes and then they add to it. And they go back and forth and back and forth utilizing yes and expanding. Then there's the flip side, which is yes, but. Okay, so yes, but is someone throws out a very realistic scenario, and the person on the other side is as critical as they possibly can be. They literally destroy the idea, and they go back and forth. Yes, but, and they come up with every objection. In business, we need yes, but all the time. Like, I'm not taking away from that. We need to have numerous hats, and often we're asking yes, but. Because we need to play devil's advocate, we need to figure out what's the ROI. But when it comes to putting your mind in a creative state to have a surge of storytelling, you must adopt a yes and mentality. Yes and is creative. That yes but piece is critical. You have to get to the point where you ask yourself, if this is true, what else is true? Okay, so for an example, you give great customer service. Okay. I'm not saying you, Claire, but anyone listening,
if they're great customer service,
right? But for anyone listening, you give awesome customer service. But for anyone listening, I want them to insert themselves in this scenario, right? So if you have an organization and you give great customer service, then you need to ask yourself if that's true, what else is true? So if that's true, you have team members that understand how to deliver great customer service. And if that's true, you either know how to hire in top talent or you know how to properly train people in order to connect with your customer base. And if that's true, maybe somewhere along the line, you didn't hire good people. You said, there's no way we're doing that over again. We're going to put systems in place to make sure we are hiring the best people possible. And if that's true, so basically you're taking one idea and you're peeling layer after layer after layer. And this is so important because this is the draft phase. And the draft phase of the story, you are maximizing your creativity. That's why I always recommend people go ballistic with this. They go silly with this because you're going to take topics and you're going to rattle off as much as you possibly can, because it's much better to have a surplus of topics versus a deficit. I'd much rather have a problem of a surplus. So that is how you tap into creativity.
So speaking of surplus, how do you properly document your stories so you're not just gathering stories, which of course are important, and then losing track of them? But how do you actually document them so that you can meaningfully use them and categorize them for later?
Okay, so I'm going to answer the question, me personally, but also for everyone that they don't need to do it this way. Okay, so for me personally, I'm an Apple guy through and through. I love Apple products, so I utilize Apple Notes. So all my products are Apple, and then what I would do is I will attach certain team members to different documents depending on what the role is. Okay, that's what I do. If you're listening to this and you hate Apple, clearly you're not going to utilize Apple Notes. You might utilize your CRM. You might utilize OneNote. You might utilize Google Docs. Otter has a phenomenal app. It's a phenomenal application. It's a transcription app where you can speak into it. It transcribes, and there's a lot of transcription apps out there, but this tags very well. So I always recommend something like an Otter or, you know, Google Notes or Apple, whatever works for you. I don't advocate for radical change when it comes to documentation because it has to work for you and or your team. If you have a team of people and they're building story banks and whatever you set in motion isn't working for your team, you have to switch and change because like this needs to be something that people can consistently do.
Okay, quick question. So how can storytelling be used to create a sense of urgency?
So one of the ways to do that is position the character in your story to have a heightened sense of urgency, because then the audience or the person you're speaking to sees themselves in the story. So instead of me directly, so if I wanted to sell you on something, Claire, I wouldn't say to you, you need to buy this, because if you don't buy this, it's going to be horrific for you in the future, and it's going to really mess your business up, right? Because there might be like, there might be a wall that gets put up, like, no way, I'm not going to believe that. But if you ask me a question and I say, listen, I know where you're coming from. I just spoke to someone last Thursday and they were in a similar situation. And they said to me, there's no way I'm going to do that. That sounds ridiculous. And then they implemented it. They called me back 2 hours later and said that went way better than I thought. And not only did it save me time, it also saved me money. Thank you so much for giving that suggestion. You might see yourself in that story, and there was a heightened sense of urgency that I could have added, that person recognized that they needed to have a heightened sense of urgency with it. So it's almost like indirectly telling you, like, hey, guess what? You should do what I'm telling you, but I'm not directly saying that.
It seems like that's a really big motivator. It's a way to really motivate people to take action. What are some of the other more powerful emotions in storytelling that people can use or should be using?
Great question. So the foundation of every story is the emotion. So I don't want people to miss this, because if you've ever, so I know there's people listening to this episode that they've been through this, where storytelling can be agonizing. They might have sat in front of blank sheets of paper. What do I say? What do I write? They're trying to do everything they can to get the story out. The emotion is the foundation. Everything starts with an emotion. Okay. Now there are tons of human emotions, tons. I would recommend, you know, people could just simply Google search emotional wheels. Okay. You're going to get tons and tons and tons of emotions that come up. There's only four that you need to recognize. Okay. Excited, angry, fearful, and surprised. If you master those four emotions, 90%+ of scenarios when it comes to emotions fall in those four categories when it comes to business. Okay. So what you do is you tap in and start with the emotion, and then you build out topics around that emotion. So as an example, let's say an executive is getting ready for a staff meeting. They have a staff meeting the next day. What I recommend that they do is they have a prep session for that staff meeting and they tap into the positive emotion. So when we're talking about inspiring our teams, you're tapping into excited and surprised. What's exciting you about the organization? What's exciting you in general? What's exciting you about certain team members? And surprised is not a, so surprised is kind of a wild card because it could be like they're appalled, surprised, or like intrigued, surprised. You want to lean into the intrigue, the fascinated, the curious surprise, because maybe there's market conditions that are happening that are falling into the organization's lap, right? That person would want to lean into that surprise. So you pick one of the two, and then you start listing out, like that yes and exercise, like topic after topic after topic after topic. Okay. And then you have topics to pull from that you can start building a story around. When it comes to sales, it's the opposite side with which are the negative emotions. So it is fear and anger. And everyone listening that does any kind of sales, you probably recognize that all of your objections are coming from a state of fear and or anger. So if you master those two emotions and your stories are built out around them, you're going to be able to connect with people when it comes to those emotions.
This is fascinating. And I'm sure I'm not the only one listening here who's saying, oh, wow, there are some stories that I now want to recalibrate based on what's Matt sharing today. The next question I wanted to ask you was how Do you use heroes versus villains in storytelling? But since this is a 15-minute FAQ sprint, we'll have to wait until the next episode. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for listening to the Stories with Traction podcast. Please leave a review, since positive reviews will make it easier for others to find this conversation. Next episode will launch on Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern. Until then, remember, if you want to persuade with power and inspire those around you to action, you must share more stories.